on your way home, Patrick?
Just pulled out of the last stop. How's your day going?
To a remote lot to try to find a trailer so I can take it down. I'm running a little behind now to my last two stops. I got to swap out this one and use the one I pick up to make my last pickup. So I'm running a little behind I've worked later, but I'm going to have people waiting on me to get there to load.
Get it done, and there's no problems. Nothing will happen. You can get it done and over with.
More inconveniences, a couple of them. They've got a second shift now, but one side goes home. They'd like to leave at 6, but I'm not going to make it by 6 because I got a minute, and I'm not going to be there.
Just try. Do the best you can, and if that ain't enough, then let them try to figure it out.
It'll be fine. I just hate inconveniencing them. They'll get over it, but you know how it is. I see them every day. I want to try to help them out, you know, be on time if I can.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I'm the same way, but sometimes it just don't happen that way.
You have a good, profitable day?
So I haven't really looked to see today. I just kind of been running and doing my thing and hadn't been paying a whole lot of attention to it, but I think I've had a good day.
Knowing you didn't have a good day, so I hope it's as good as it can be for you.
And like I said, I think I had a good day. Just haven't slowed down long enough to really look and see.
Comment.
4ZLK.
Patrick, is that you? KO4WWZ.
It is me, Chandler, and I heard you call out earlier, but I was with a customer, so I couldn't come back to you.
Were you on Augusta Road by any chance in Greenville today?
No, sir, I was not.
Goodness, I saw a Matco truck on Augusta Road. It was sitting right across from where we was picking up signs at.
And that means they're out there doing their job, because there's like, I think there's 10 of us up here in the upstate now.
Didn't mean to interrupt your old conversation to get rid of anything. I just wanted to see if I'd seen you. I passed you one time on 25.
It's a road, Patrick. I mean, Chandler, sorry.
It is right across from where the Stinks and, or not the Stinks, the CVS and Walgreens turns into Ferris Road.
I used to deliver that area years ago. I was on, I still call it Augusta Road on the low end down by on there every day. I just wondered if you were down that direction.
Didn't hear all of your transmission. I cut the corner on it, cut the radio off for a second.
Shane was dropping out at third end to Chandler K and 4 CHY.
Good evening to you, Mr. Keith.
Hey, Keith, KO4HKX.
Hey, Keith, N4ZLK. Might be having something wrong with the radio. Tried to bump it up to high power. Normally it's not an issue, but looks like I might have an issue now. N4ZLK.
Again now, Shane. Evening, Patrick and Chandler. How are all three of y'all doing tonight?
I got this. I'm having a good day. I'm heading home now. How about yourself?
Same. I got out of the work chair and went to the relaxing chair about 15, 20 minutes ago. So worked a little over, but not too bad.
And yeah, I bumped it back down to low power. Normally I don't have an issue going to high power, so whenever this happens, I've either got a coax or maybe I hit my antenna. You guys have a good day. I'm about my next place. Good to hear you all. And 4ZLK. Go ahead, Chandler.
I'm doing all right. The only thing wrong with me is that I'm hot, sweaty, and tired. That's about it.
For I bet that is the case in this weather. Man, I was wondering about that when I heard you got that job. I know you'd be out and you started on it, it seems like about the time the temp shot up. So That's rough, but it's a job, so there you go.
Just another Patrick, I was wanting to catch you before we got off there. I hadn't talked to you in a while. It was a pleasure talking to all of y'all. Hope to catch you again tomorrow. KO4WWZ, I'll be clearing y'all soon.
Chandler, good to talk to you. I'm KO4HKX.
Chandler, yeah, good talking to you. I hadn't been around here. I've been listening, but I hadn't jumped in lately, so I thought I'd jump in with some info there. Have a good evening, and we'll catch you later, K4CHY.
Around for a little bit.
Until supper's done, probably sitting right here.
Anyways, I'm out here on coming up on 414 at the college, so I got between here and the state line.
Yeah, like I said, I work a little over, and a buddy of mine got an open spot for. I've had mine for a few days now, and I was trying to work. He was trying to get me to help him out, and I was like, well, just get the instruction manual and go through it. If you can't get it, I'll do something after work, and he got her running, so that's a good thing.
Stacy.
Sure, he got it a lot earlier. He wasn't supposed to ship until next month sometime. And I was telling him I was kind of speculating either they had extras out of the first batch or canceled orders or something like that. Because, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be getting it until about this time next month. Over.
He got it early.
On a pre-order, you know, and he had that date, so I figured they were going to have to wait till the next batch comes in, and yeah, he said it shipped, I think last Wednesday, I believe is what he said, and got to him today, so, and yeah, mine was about the same way when it did ship. I got in on the first batch pre-order, and when it did ship, it took probably 4 or 5 days to get from Estonia.
Order your open spot for at or from.
CHY to get synced back up. I ordered it directly from them, so I don't know if you could get them from anywhere else. I don't know if HRO had them or not, but yeah, since they had the pre-order going, I just ordered it directly from Shark RF.
I've been thinking about getting me a second hotspot to put in the tool truck so I don't have to move mine back and forth when I want to take my DMR with me.
It's expensive, but, so is the Skybridge, too. Unless you're going something with, like, a Zoom spot or a Jumbo spot, with me, after having this open spot one, and once you get the thing set up, it acts like an appliance. You have to. You never have to touch it again. So that was kind of the motivation to me on spending the money.
That's kind of me with the Skybridge. Once it's set up, unless you want to make a change to it, you don't have to do anything. It's just kind of there.
Sure, I didn't realize that's what you had too. Tony N4TOM, he bought one, and I helped him get it set up. It's a pretty neat little device. I do like the screen on it. That's something that the open spot don't have. And I've thought about building a Pi-based one, and running Pi-Star just to get familiar with it. Doing his, that's the first Pi-Star I've ever dealt with. But I wouldn't mind getting a cheaper Zoom spot just to play around with it.
Same thing. It's pretty neat how they work, but I'd like to get more familiar with it without having to spend, $300 or $400 on it.
And with the exchange rate at the time you order, I ended up, I got mine, like I said, a week or so ago, and I ended up paying like 10 or 12 bucks more than Stacy did, just on the day I ordered it. The exchange rate was a little higher for me than it was for him.
RF is out of the country then.
They're based in Estonia, over.
And your last transmission, you had somebody either double with you or something going on. So let's leave a little bit of open spot here and see if somebody can come in.
Poor little old me and 6CLX. I was kind of, my jaw was dropping. $300 or $400 for one of those things. I have a Pi-Star, and I was shocked when it went from 100 to 150.
6TLX, I believe it is. Call here is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Handle is Keith, and I don't believe we've met before.
I already forgot it already, Keith. Name here is Mike.
That Mike, don't feel bad. I'm the same way. It'll take a few times. Like I said, I've had this open spot one for years, and it's never given me any issues. So I never bought the 2, 3, and then when they finally come out with the 4, that buddy of mine that Patrick and I was talking about, he had an original one too, and he had a 12-volt adapter melt down, and it took out the open spot. I didn't want to be in the situation of not being able to get into DMR, so I went on ahead and pre-ordered the 4.
I've had my Pi-Star about 3 years now. I've gone through one upgrade of the Pi-Star program, and I told Patrick all about it. It was about 4 months ago. I just ordered a new empty SIM card or SD card, and just reprogrammed it fresh. It worked out perfect.
Which I got with mine is that Skybridge, and like I said, it was several hundred bucks when I got it, but I bought it as a bundle. That way it was ready to go when I got it. All I had to do is set it up for the Wi-Fi.
I think if you buy the Skybridge just by itself, it's even more expensive than the open spot. You know, the new open spot. I don't know. They just, like I said, this one runs like an appliance. And I don't have any experience with the Pi-Star stuff, but I've heard a lot of people complain about corrupted SD cards, and that just comes from not shutting it down, you know, through the actual shutdown process. I'm guessing they just, like, unplug the power and go with it. So I guess being a little more in tune to that, I'd have less problems with it over
time. I have had zero problems with mine. I mean, it takes a little bit to get it connected to a new Wi-Fi, but now I've gotten it where I can take it from place to place, connect it to a Wi-Fi pretty quick, and I have not successfully got it to connect to my phone, though, but I think I figured that one out, too, now.
To connect to my phone, but it connects to my hotspot, my mobile hotspot, and my Wi-Fi at the house, no problem.
Same kind of thing on this open spot. I've got a mobile hotspot also that I use when I'm traveling, because I've got an iPhone that can do hotspot, but my provider wants a fortune to do it, so, you know, I'm not going to give them any more money. I give them too much as it is. So, yeah, I tried to connect it to the mobile hotspot, and I think I must have either typed the password in wrong, the Wi-Fi password, or the sticker that the password is on is about the size of your thumbnail, so these old eyes can't read like they used to, so I might have misread it. So after it failed, I just went on ahead and connected it to the home Wi-Fi. But yeah, I just found out today I'm going to have to be making a trip to Cincinnati here in the next couple of weeks. I will be getting it connected to the mobile hotspot here soon.
Yeah, The easiest way, I finally figured out, the easiest way to do it when traveling, instead of using mobile hotspots, take your computer, it's a Windows computer, you turn it into a hotspot, you connect it into the hotel Wi-Fi, and connect the hotspot, well, the DMR hotspot to the computer as a hotspot. Hotspot and a hotspot.
Hotspot confuses a lot of people. That's for sure. When you start talking about one hot, your cellular hotspot and then the hotspot for DMR, a lot of people get them confused.
I had thought of that. I've just recently got a cheap Lenovo laptop. Specifically, I'm a Mac guy, so you know, I can't do any of the radio programming on the Mac. So I picked up, I used to have still have it, a little MSI netbook that's about 10 years old that I used to program radios with, and it's just dog slow, so I went out and spent about $300 on this little cheap Lenovo, and been really impressed with it, so yeah, I'll probably take that to Cincinnati with me also anyway, so that is definitely a viable option. Over
most hotels is the log in, you got to log in on the Wi-Fi, and you got to put your last name and your room number. There's no provision for that in these things, so you just have to have something with you that you pre-connect to.
That's probably what I'll end up doing is connecting the hotspot to it, and then when I get to the hotel, I just plug it into the Ethernet and do their little captain portal thing to get logged into it and go from there. But I do the same thing you're talking about, Patrick. I'll usually just carry the cellular hotspot with me, and you know, sometimes it's easier just to do that than to deal with setting up the little internal network at a hotel, unless you're going to be there for a while anyway.
Steve. 10-6 CLX.
KO4HKX.
How about high spots and open spots? Keith, did you get your open spots yet? And by the way, the thing about using Airport Express, that's a good idea. I ain't even thought about that. I've got one of those sitting in my closet right now.
I did get it, and in fact, Stacy's already got his, and he just called me on SC Upstate, so he's up and running too. And yeah, those Airport Expresses are just marvelous little devices. I've got I think I've got three of them. One was a spare, one was my travel airport, and when I started working from home, I had to tie up my travel router with the home computer, with the work computer. So as soon as I did that, I went and purchased another Airport Express off of Facebook. Guy was selling one for $20, and it's like, that's a steal, I'll take it. So now I've got another travel one again. So yeah, those things are very handy, and you can use them for a Wi-Fi extender, an access point, you know, they're just very versatile devices.
I was just listening.
He said, the Upstate, what talk group is that?
Patrick, I'll get back to you. Stacy's asking me something.
Good day, Jerry. How are yours?
Speak easy. Yeah, mine's been okay. I've been fiddling around some stuff. I got my all my stuff wired, except I don't have the cable. I got the cable coming next couple of days, and I'm going to hook into that. That way I can not use it on my hotspot, just use my hotspot for Z-Star. I was curious about the guys in open spots. I've been hearing some good things about them. Maybe I don't have to get one before it's up with, but who knows. Go ahead, Keith. I know you maybe you're back in by now.
TLX, I'm off the phone.
He's on the phone or something happened out there on 85.
I worry me. I just put on the radar cruise, and whatever the people in front of me do is what I do.
Make feature, I don't have KN4CH left. Patrick, SC Upstate is 31457, and I hope I got it.
3147, and I didn't get the last of that.
7457. 3145 is South Carolina related, and 7 on the end is the SC Upstate.
Didn't get that one programmed into my radio if it's not there.
I've added a few too. It was originally, I don't know if you're aware of Sam Smith. He was real active on DMR back in the day. And I think he still is, but I hadn't heard him on any of the South Carolina groups lately. But he was in tight with the some of the Brandmeister admin, and he got on to add Upstate, Midlands, PD and Low Country. So those were the two South Carolina groups. And they have since added like an Aries and a SC TAC channel and maybe another one. They've just about got the whole last digit filled up now.
To see if I can find that information. I didn't know that they had that. All I got is South Carolina, the 31457, or 3145.
Go to your Brandmeister account, log in, and go to, I think it's under visualizations and talk groups. And there's a search box, so you can type in 3145. And I knew they had added some, but I wasn't sure what the numbers were, so that's what I did when I programmed this Anytone. Went in and just typed in 3145, and then that way you scroll down and see all the South Carolina related groups.
Mike, Jerry, I'm going to say 7-3. Gentlemen, y'all have a good afternoon. We're talking to you, and this is KO4HKEX.
Patrick, you're right in the bat area. N6CLX, talk to you later.
Good timing. You started fading out about the time you keyed up. But have a good evening. Good talking to you again, Patrick. Give us a shout out anytime. And Mike, is it Tango Lima X-ray or Charlie Lima X-ray?
I never came up with a good acronym for that thing. It's November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray, Clorox.
Roger, that's pretty good. That works. Yeah, I was thinking it was TLX, not CLX. Jerry, you still in there?
Yeah, listen. I got my FireSync number today, so I got everything loaded into the computer now. And waiting on the cable, I'm gonna try it, see if I like it or not. Could it? Yeah, we don't have to. I don't have to utilize my hotspot to get on FireSync Fusion. So I'm gonna give it a try anyway. If I don't like it, I will get rid of it. But give it a shot. But glad to hear you guys got your open spots. I'm really anxious to see how everything works out after you've had them for a little while. But I talked to somebody early this morning about it, and there were a couple of guys that already got theirs, but they weren't in I think they were outside the U.S. There's one guy, I think, in England I was talking to this morning. I can't remember his call sign now, V-Star, and he said he just got his. So it must be trickling out now at 4DJC.
I'm in the open spot Facebook group, and I've seen people posting pictures and saying they got theirs, and it still amazes me that FedEx can get it from Estonia to my front door in like 4.5 days. And I think a lot of that time was when it got into the U.S. In fact, I think it went to Cincinnati also. It sat there for about a day, you know, going through customs or whatever. But yeah, it just amazes me that they can get that stuff that quick. So, Mike, I guess you mobiling to the house, or what's the story there? What do you do for work?
Lived here since 07. I'm almost to the house. I live in Greenville County, work in Spartan, on the other side of Spartanburg. Sales engineer at a company that, German company that makes specialty fans and dust collection equipment, HVAC equipment.
Yeah, I used to live in Fountain Inn, moved over here. I've been with the company over here for almost 27 years. So it's been a while since I've been to Fountain Inn. I've been back over that way, and it's just amazing how much it's grown all around that area, Greenville and Simpsonville and Malden and all that. Just has exploded in growth. So, due to that, we don't get over there much anymore. But I work for another specialty company. We do industrial actuators. I grew up on the machine shop floor there, ended up getting an engineering position about 15 years ago. And when COVID hit, they sent us home and working, and they hadn't asked us to come back, and I hadn't asked to come back. So we'll ride it out as long as we can, I guess. Okay.
In the end of 2020, I got laid off from my previous job, which was working out of the house, and now I'm working out of my office. So I went the opposite direction of most everyone else. Well, Keith, I'm going to talk to you later because I'm at the house. So I think I've got someone inside waiting on me. And I know I do. So I'll talk to you later. N6CLX, I'll be soon.
CLX, KN4CHY. Good to meet you, Mike. And yeah, good timing. Yeah, you're getting a little fuzzy on that transmission, so have a good evening, and I'll be on the lookout for you here some other time. 73, nice to meet you. We'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Jerry.
How good to hear you, and we'll talk to you later on. Keith, I was curious about what you were doing about a Windows computer, because I'm a Mac guy, too. I've got an older, well, not real old, it's 2015, so I guess it is pretty old now. Got a 2015 MacBook Pro, and I'm running Parallels and a full, you know, retail Windows 10 version on it. But it doesn't work natively like the Windows machines do. That's what I use for my radio stuff. That's when I'm going to hook this WireZX PDN up on, see how it works anyway. But, you know, when you run Parallels, I've thought several times about just, you know, using Boot Camp and doing something else with it, but Parallels is pretty easy. I've got enough memory and enough storage where I can do it okay, but it's not exactly like running regular Windows, though, and I know you're familiar with that.
And I ran Parallels way back, and they still had COM port issues back then. They were starting to get them straightened out, but I needed it for, I forget now for what, but I had to have serial port support, or, you know, USB support. And so I ended up doing Boot Camp for a long time, and I believe I went to an SSD in that MacBook Pro, and when I put in the new SSD, I didn't even bother putting Parallels back on it because I wasn't using Windows as much as I used to, and I didn't do Boot Camp anymore either. And I was looking at getting one of the new MacBook Pros and seeing about doing Boot Camp, but I don't think it's a thing anymore since they moved to the M2 processors. a buddy of mine said that they do have a Windows beta that's on the ARM processors. But, so I just went out and got this little Lenovo. It's a Lenovo IdeaPad 5 and got it from Walmart. It was like $400, and when I got there to pick it up, it was on sale for $350. So, and it's a fast little machine. It's only got 4 gig of RAM and 128 gig SSD, but that's, you know, the radio program is really the only thing I use Windows for, so it works great.
M1 MacBook Pro, and I like it pretty well. It's getting a lot. There's no heat involved in it. It is a lot faster. Parallels makes it does something for it to run Windows on it, but the people I've talked to didn't think real highly of it. But one of the things I've always had issues with, I have to be cautious because when you plug in a USB cable to it, it wants to hook up, it wants to connect to it via the Parallels instead of through Windows 10, so you got to be careful because it'll be hooked up to the, it'll hook the serial, port up to the wrong, to the wrong machine, and it's just something that I got to remember every time I do because it'll pop up, Parallels wants to connect so and so, and you have to say denied, and when it pops back up again, you can just click the USB port icon on the. On the Windows header up there, and then it'll connect on its own. Then I'm not sure. I'm gonna try it. Like I said, I can hook up. Cause really, I don't use it for software programming because the radios I've got have micro SD cards, and I can usually just do that via the SD card on both of them, so I don't have to use that. The only one I have to use the cable on, Keith, is. If you have to do a firmware upgrade on something other than that I can do firmware upgrades on the card, you can just download it and do that. But like on my Unity scanner, it still has to do upgrades and updates to the database via USB. So I just have to remember to do it right every time. Otherwise, I say, what the heck's wrong with this thing? This thing's nuts.
Roger that. And, like I said, I got frustrated back in the early days of Parallels. I just never went back to it. It worked good for running other stuff, but I also did boot camp because I had we used to be able to, our license for SolidWorks would allow us to run a personal copy at home. So that's why I originally did boot camp, to where I could get it right directly on the hardware. And SolidWorks ran great on a Mac. That's why I ended up actually going to boot camp to begin with, and then they eventually did away with the free personal license. So. When I changed that SSD out, I just didn't even bother doing anything with Windows on the Mac at all. And I had gotten that netbook. I used to be associated with a technology podcast. And so we stayed up on everything, tech-related. And I got that netbook when netbooks first came out. And on that netbook, you could actually run Mac OS on it, the OS was back then, OS 10, whatever version. And that's the reason I bought that one. It got to be a pain doing this, because every time Apple would do an update, it would break the install on the little netbook, so I gave that up. It sat around for a long time. It sat in the closet for probably 4 or 5 years, and I started doing radio control stuff, and a lot of their programs are Windows only, so I was like, oh wait, I do have a Windows machine, and then I got into the ham radio stuff and all of that stuff is one of the base too. So I used it for a long time, but it, especially with this Anytone, it just seems super slow. So I upgraded and it was well worth it. I saved probably 20 minutes per session on waiting on the computer. Over.
I've been real tempted to pick up one. I've got it on my, like I said, my 2015. Yeah, that's the last one. I had all the, had the USB ports on it, and has the MagSafe adapter and SD card, you know, slot and hole, you know, everything on it. It's got an Ethernet port, the whole deal. And but it's only, I've only got 512 on it, and I think I got 16 gigs of RAM, I think, yeah, something like that. It's not as fast. That M1 is just light and fast. It's not as fast as that, but don't need for it to be fast. I just like to have something convenient to plug a USB cable in instead of having to go to an adapter or something like that and be able to stick an SD card in a slot. And my wife, she still uses that sort of stuff for cameras, and it just works better. But I like the old one. I like the old one, even though it's not as fast, just because the keyboard is better than the screen. Personally, even though it's a Retina, but it's still, the screen just looks better than the new ones do to me, Keith. And the keyboard, of course, is, you know, it's all, even though they improved the new Mac keyboards, they're still not like the old ones were in 4DJC.
CHY, yeah, I hadn't put my fingers on one of the new ones yet. Now, my MacBook Pro, and I don't use it a lot anymore. I'll still use it for, that's one ham radio stuff I can do. I do the FT8 stuff on the Mac. And, yeah, I was going to say on the SD card, I think it ought to be a law that all radios have SD cards so you can do stuff like that. Yeah, I was really getting ready to pull the trigger on one of the new MacBook Pros because mine is like a 2011 or 2012, so you know it won't update anymore, to the latest version of Mac OS. So I was on the verge of getting it, and I got thinking about it, and I asked one of my buddies that's still involved in that podcast. Well, I asked the group chat, like, can you run Windows on the new Macs or not? And they said there is a workaround for it, but I didn't want to deal with the workaround. But, yeah, basically what I did is I went to Walmart and looked at the cheap laptops and got the, stayed away from Chromebooks, of course. So I was looking at cheap Windows machines, and the Lenovo was the kind of nicest, most robust looking, so, and it's thin like a MacBook too, so I was kind of impressed with that. And, so it ended up being the highest priced cheap laptop over.
See, that's along the lines I'm thinking too. The new MacBook Air is a real, real cool looking machine too. It's got a MagSafe adapter on it, and it's got the SD card, slot, and it's a pretty nice. It's got running empty. It's a pretty nice looking machine. I wish I'd waited on the M1 and waited to get the new Air, because it's about the same price range, and I don't really need the storage that I once did, because I got a lot of photos. I've got about, I got 13,000 photos, but I can always put that up in iCloud. I don't have to leave it on the computer anymore. So I think the next time I get one, I'm going to hang on my 2015, because it's got all the old ports on it. But it's M1. At some point in time, I may decide to upgrade to an M2 Air. And in the meantime, just pick up a decent, PC. The only thing that always aggravates me about them, Keith, of course, you know how to do it. I don't. I haven't fooled with real PC in a long time. It's just all the bloatware and stuff that comes on them when they can run that OEM Windows 10 on them.
Lenovo is not much different. I don't think they're as bad as, you know, like HP and Dell and those, unless you get a business machine, then you're going to pay for that. But yeah, this one does have, it's a thing that keeps popping up, and I keep dismissing it. It's like Lenovo Vantage or something. I need to see about extracting that from the system, but it did come with Windows 11 on it, so that was my first exposure with Windows 11 too. I tell you, they're making that look more and more like a Mac too. The taskbar is now looking more like a dot, and they've centered the, you know, instead of your start menu being on the left-hand side over there, it's, they've got everything centered up on the taskbar. The farther they go, the more they make them look like Mac.
I made sure this cable that JZ sells for the PDN, the wires X for the radio, they have a new one out. It'll handle, the old one wouldn't handle Windows 11, the new one does. I made sure I got the new one that handles 11, because I've been thinking about picking up a laptop, a PC for a while now. But I'm still kind of struggling with it. I'm going to have to see how it works on my old one. And there again, once I get up on WireZX, I may decide I don't like it. And I don't want to put a whole lot of money into it, especially since I can do most everything on the SD card on the ICOMs. And with that new SDR control app for the Mac or for the iPad, for the 705, I mean, it'll do about anything I want it to, I guess. But they just made it so much easier, these firmware upgrades and do memory stuff on it. And I was talking to Chad last night. He said, how long does it take you to learn a radio? I said, well, I said, it, 6 months might get me started on it. These things have so many menus, as many options on them. I said, you may never learn all of them if you don't use them.
I was thinking about jumping in there and answering him, saying never, because I think you kind of alluded to that too, that you go through and learn the menu system, and you get things set up that you're going to use, and the things that you're not going to use, you never go back and visit them. So if there is something later down the road that you want to look at, you're going to have to dig back in there and figure out where that menu option is. But yeah, I'd go with, you never completely learn it over.
I said 6 months, and it takes me 6 months just to figure out the basic stuff. Like put the tone in and turn the tone on, turn the tone off, and do split operations and that sort of stuff. And I hadn't got into the HF part of it yet, so I'm still playing around on all the UHF, VHF stuff. But I've enjoyed this radio. I've enjoyed a lot of like D-Star, and it's been a pleasure in having the two radios together. The only thing that's missing is that APRS, and this Jay-Z's got it. And I've been picking up Tracy direct on the radio here this morning, I think, on APRS, and that's about the only reason I got this Jay-Z to try it out again, and also because it does have a fusion on it, and it is 50 watts, so I'm curious to see how it does on the PDN. That WireZX stuff it looks so complicated to me, though. It's not like D-Star where you just pick up a reflector and get up on it, and you can see the positions of people and names and that sort of thing. And on the Yeezy, if you go to a hotspot, unless they put their name in, you don't know where they are or anything else. It's all the main parts of it are through that WireZX system.
I didn't do any WireZX, but when I got this open spot and found out I could do the YSF and what is it, the FCS reflectors, I believe it is. I did set it up, but then I never went back and actually used it. So I've still got those profiles on the original open spot, and I never use them. But yeah, I'm going to have to do the get the D-Star thing set up on the new one and see how that goes. That's something that I'll have to dig in to learn that, because I don't know anything about D-Star right now.
Get the radio set up, and you got a hot spot. It's really simple. You know, just linking and unlinking to reflectors, and it's not, to me, it's not, you know, getting the radio set up, especially the icons. Once you learn how to set one of them up, you can do any of them, because the menus are all the same. And then it's just a question of picking reflectors. I had ID 52 out this morning, and I linked to a reflector, which is, I want to say it's 55D, and they have a D-Star photo net where they, people, you can take the 52 and the 705, and you can transmit photos from one radio to the other. And when I was on the net, people were sending in photos, people, you know, telling whether they were good or not, and that sort of thing. That's always been pretty interesting to me. You can transmit and receive. It's just another facet of it. And but the basic D-Star stuff is pretty simple. I mean, the one thing that I like about being able, you know, on the D-Star to a hotspot is you can change the reflectors on the radio on an ICOM, and you can do it on an open spot too. But on a Yaesu Fusion radio, if you go through, at least based on what I've seen so far, if you go through the radio to a hotspot, you have to get on the hotspot configuration and change it that way. You can't change it from the radio that I can see. You may be able to do it, but I hadn't found a way to do it yet. And also the Fusion, the WireZX and Fusion part of it is a little more confusing to me. It's not quite as well organized, because if you get on D-Star and start messing around or something, yeah, people come on there and tell you not to do it. It's a little more controlled environment, and then, they're a little more polite, I think, too. They don't step all over each other. I like it. It does sound as good, Keith, as Fusion does, and I don't think it sounds as good as DMR does either.
Nothing else this weekend, I'll probably get it set up. So what D-Star reflector do you normally frequent?
30 Charlie. It's actually located in the Atlanta area, and that is that one and reflector 1 Charlie. Both those are worldwide. I mean, people all over the world talk on them. They have some other ones that are more like the Carolinas. They have one in the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina. They have other ones, but the 30 Charlie is probably the busiest one of all. And 1 Charlie is too. There are other, you know, of course, you'll be able to select from a list. If you go to D-Star Info, you'll be able to get a look at all the reflectors there and see which ones are. Some of them are technical type things, discussions, and some of them are for data, for sending pictures and data and that sort of thing. It's pretty interesting, though. A lot of people don't like it because they don't consider it to be real radio, but yeah, for some of us, it's a good way to talk to somebody out of the country. N4DJC.
CHY, because completely ignored the ID a while ago. Yeah, and I was familiar with 30 Charlie, because I think there was a YSF reflector that was bridged to it or you know, was on it. And I've heard people talk about 30 Charlie related to D-Stars, but kind of figured that was one of the main ones to hit. Yeah, once I get it set up, I'll check that out. Probably throw you a call out there and see if you happen to be listening at the time. But yeah, on the 705, I'm probably going to end up with one of those, but I don't want to spend the money right now. But it's probably cheaper to spend the money right now than to spend it later, over.
I got mine early on, and they're about $100 starting now than they were. But I've enjoyed it. I've done the firmware. Just had two firmware upgrades. It took about 30 seconds to do it. And I don't do much memory programming because, you know, other than just a few repeaters. And since it's touch screen, it just is pretty easy to get through. And it tends to have reasonably good audio, but of course it's not as good as a big radio is. But it's got pretty good audio. It's got so many adjustments. You can adjust the treble and the mid range and the bass on the transmit and receive on it, and on digital and on analog. And it's just got, you know, it's like peeling an onion, Keith. It's got layer upon layer upon layer. It's like what I was, you know, telling Ted last night. I think the advanced manual, over 250 pages long or something like this. It's got two manuals with it, I believe. And it's, and a lot of devoted to D-Star and that sort of thing. And like I said, the main, it's got two shortcomings. It's not a full, true dual band radio, so you can't transmit and receive at the same time like you can on some other radios. And, for instance, it won't cross band repeat. And the other thing, I forgot what the other thing was now. Anyway, and the other thing is it's only 10 watts. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. But for most people, that's fine. But you just got to deal with that limitation.
Having 7300, I'm kind of used to that. And what I'm talking about on the price is, Stacy was talking about he had a rebate on his, and I got mine a little bit before his, and Gigapart had a sale on them, and had the rebate. So, I think I paid like $8.29 or something like that for it. And I have seen those radios since then, the same 7300 going for like $1,200. Yeah, I was kind of blown away by how much they've gone up. And I'm afraid the 705 may do the same thing. Yeah, Stacy doesn't like the fact that it's got 2 meters, 70 centimeters built in along with the ATF, but I actually like that. I got that 857, and it's got 2 meters, 70 centimeters on it. And I think it's convenient. It's really nice to be able to, you know, look at ATF, and if there ain't much going on, and switch down and 610 and you get more of it.
That's the thing. I mean, a lot of people use them with amps and took them up to amps. And if I was going to piece on ATF, I might would do that. But like I said, I don't have any intentions of, as I go somewhere and throw a wire up at some point in time, I don't, whether I do that or not ever. But the 9700 was always, you know, the radio that I really liked. But, you know, you can cross band repeat on it either, and you got those frequencies, and that's it. This one does have, you know, AM broadcast, FM broadcast, air band, and it basically covers the whole spectrum, more or less. And, you know, it's easy to program. It's just got a lot of settings on it. And it's dealing with 10 watts, so this still is 600. It's barely $1,300. Man, I haven't seen anybody sell one. I don't know what the actual sale price was, Keith. I haven't seen anybody sell one under $1,000. So, and they're still selling pretty well, evidently, because people just like them because they're compact. You know, you don't have to worry, I mean, you don't have to have a, it's got a battery built into it if you want that, if you want to throw it, you know, not throw it, $13 radio in the car, if you want to carry it with, you can. And don't have to have a big battery with it. And everything is just, you know, is already there for it.
And I've always been that